this is the A and B version of the Dollhouse podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
So we're here, and we are talking about season 1, episode 2, The Target. And so I'm going to read the synopsis. Echo is imprinted to be the female counterpart to an avid outdoorsman, Richard Connell, and quickly learns how the hunter becomes the hunted during her wilderness adventure. Agent Ballard receives a clue to Echo's real identity, encouraging him to continue his investigation, while flashbacks reveal the tragic events at the dollhouse that led to Boyd's arrival and Dr. Saunders' scars. And I believe that is from IMDb. So that is our synopsis. And I'm about to find some trivia. 1 second. It was production on The Target began September 25th, 2008. And it was the fourth episode produced and was the first episode to be produced after production went into a hiatus to focus on feature scripts in September 2008. And Stephen DeKnight commented on the premise of the show, "One thing to remember when you're watching this episode, it wouldn't exist without Josh Whedon. He gave me all the tools and all the pieces to put it together. He also gave me an episode that played to my strengths. Without the juice squeezed from that big pulsating brain of his, I'd be sitting here with an empty glass." And Eliza Dushku described the episode as beyond dope. Amy Acker recalls coming back after the hiatus. The first show that came back was a Steve DeKnight show. He was directing it, and it's just really, really great. Josh Whedon himself called the Target episode so cool it helped not only define the show, but save its ass. When asked why they didn't start out with the Target as the pilot, he replied, "The episode was meant originally to be around episode 5, or even possibly even 8, and it was the network who said, 'Excuse me, did you say bow hunting? That will come second, please, because we already had the pilot working.' So it kind of got bumped up further then, but you're not the first person to say, 'Why didn't you just open with that?' And the answer would be, I don't know. I had the other idea first." And, and I read something else somewhere that, Richard O'Connell was supposed to be, like, a similar name or something to, like, someone who directed A Dangerous Game, and that's why they chose the name for him. So I thought that was interesting. Kind of doing, like, Once Upon a Time and Lost, like, with the special names, but we'll see if it gets any further with that. Anyways, let's get into the episode. And there's the different storylines, and we start out, and the actives are all freaking out because there's alarms going on and they don't know what's happening.
Yep.
I know, it was kind of sad, wasn't it? And they're just like, "But we always take a shower after..." And they're just like, "Go to bed."
I know, that cracked me up because they're just like, "No, you don't take a shower now today. You just go to bed. Don't care if there's an alarm going off." Like when people ignore like a fire alarm or something, it's like, didn't you do something other than just to go to bed?
No lie, so I had, there was a smoke alarm going off when I was getting a manicure pedicure, and a lady went back for chips.
Yeah.
But no, that, we knew it, like, wasn't any of the place. It was, like, the buildings were connected, and, like, we're pretty, like, we didn't see smoke or anything when we were outside, or, I'm sure she would have seen, like, people being more panicked if there actually was a fire, but I just thought it was funny. All these ladies out with curlers and everything, and this lady's like, "I gotta go get my chips, yo."
Funny.
And she was walking around, and she's like, "You want some?" "Sure, why not?
Sure, let me ruin my manicure with some chips."
Anyways, so, you know, just, they're so used to routine, and they're freaked out, and then there's a dead body. And it's all freakishly cut up. And then almost, I think they said everybody was dead except for Echo and Dr. Saunders. But Echo wasn't really harmed like Dr. Saunders was.
Yeah, Echo was just kind of left alone.
Yeah, she might have had like one cut. But poor Dr. Saunders, like you saw her a bit after when Boyd came. I'm sure like they, you know, rested a little bit after. They weren't just like the next day, like, oh, we got to get Echo a new handler.
Uh-huh.
At least I'd hope not. But yeah, and so the scars still looked pretty bad. They were really pretty red when we saw them.
Yeah.
And then soon after, like we see, I love the bromance between Topher and Boyd when he first shows up. And their first talk was good, and like at first they talk, and Boyd's really, you know, obviously he's like, you know, what happened, like, so Alpha was your work, and Topher's just like, yeah, it kind of was.
Mm-hmm.
But that was an accident, not gonna happen again, an anomaly, I think he said.
Yep.
And let's see, was it then or was it later? Well, we'll just continue on with the bromance while we're talking about it. But he says, you know, like, they're just, he sees the actives just kind of, you know, doing their thing. You know, being in the Tabula Rasa state.
Yeah.
And he's like, did they even try and fight when Alpha attacked them? And Topher's like, no, they wouldn't know how. And he's like, well, why wouldn't you put the ninja skills in them, like, back up just in case? And he's like, that's what we did with Alpha. So that was one thing I was confused. It was how they explained it was that it was too many personalities for him to handle or something. But then also then they're like, no. But then they also said that he did say, you know, that's what happened with Alpha is we put the innate skills for Ninja. And then so maybe it was kind of both. I don't know.
I took it as that they put in the backup.
Mm-hmm.
And that they didn't put in, like, way multiple, like, they put in a backup, like, a trigger to go off in a situation like that or other situations, and then here's this up, like, you'd have two personalities and not a bunch, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know, yeah, if anybody can explain it better, you know, let us know. Anyways, it doesn't... he's a very confusing character, but no doubt about it, he goes rogue, killing everybody. Yes. And, let's see. And also, I wonder how much time it was, because I remember Dr. Saunders, she's just like, oh, so you're going to be the new Echo's handler, whatever his last name was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay. And can we get the body out of the room now?
Yeah.
Like, no remorse, just like, let's move on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, we haven't seen as much to her to see if that is her, but that was just one thing, like, I thought was interesting, like, thinking about it. And I guess it couldn't have been that long. I mean, I'm guessing they wouldn't leave a body in there that long. At least I hope not.
Yeah, it didn't look that far, like, it was fresh.
Well, actually, they could have maybe just left it to observe there for a while, I guess. I don't know. One thing I thought is, you know, Boyd is obviously very strong, and I could see that with him, and he's like, show me the body of, you know, Echo's last handler. But then, like, he looks at it, and he immediately knows, like, what's up. I know he used to be a cop. And then, like, the other guy, the head of security, Dominic, he's just like, oh, okay, like, well, you think they would have similar training, and, like, that he would have known it, too. But he's just like, what do you make of it? And I was like, that's weird. I mean, I guess, like, with a cop, you'd get to see more, possibly, instead of just, like, a security guard. And we don't know the background of Mr. Dominic as much, but... I mean, obviously, we don't know with Boyd either, with Blue Snow. Like, he used to be a cop. So we can, like, see a bit more with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think possibly... that. So maybe he was more, always just more of a bodyguard kind of guy or something.
Yeah.
But.
We'll see.
we'll see. And also, I remember, he still, his boy was pretty harsh with Topher, and also, like, he didn't seem to like Echo very much, either. He's like, oh, Topher's like, what do you think of, your new girl, or whatever, and he's like, she's not a girl. She's just a hat until you put a rabbit in it. And it just seems pretty apathetic, and I wish they would tell us how much time has gone, but they don't, but, like, we can figure at least it's a little bit, and it's starting to, as we see later, like, they actually are helping each other and that sort of thing. And I can't remember how he didn't want to do, like, he's, like, you need to be, like, nearby so we can do the, handler, so she was put in the chair so that she would be the imprint so that she would trust Boyd as her handler.
Right.
And he's...
He was hesitant.
Yeah, and he's like, you have to hold our hand. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
Why do I have to do this?
Want the job. Or to do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird.
The whole connection thing.
And it seems like he's so knowledgeable and so skillful. I mean, they're just immediately, like, you're going to be the bodyguard for one of our most requested actives, not anyone else. Like, oh, well, this guy's done pretty good here for a while. We'll move him to be Echo's handler, and then maybe you can be this other active's handler. You know, it's like, you're going to be the most requested, so he's got to be pretty good. And he doesn't seem to want to be there, yet he's still there.
Yeah. He must have some really interesting, really good background.
Yes. Lost worthy.
Yeah. To take on such a bodyguard position.
Yeah.
Of,
and how he found them in the first place have some connection, because remember, like, they're talking later, and, like, we'll get more to this later, but it was the FBI guys and Paul talking, and he says they fit the profile, rich, deeply connected. So I don't, maybe he doesn't, like, maybe he had money and he fell out of it, or maybe he was just connected. We'll get to see it later.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not just a nobody and you don't, like, get involved with the dollhouse.
Yep.
But anyways, they do, the handler trust exercise, so she does trust Boyd now. And,
yep.
Let's see, and then... let's actually get into Paul. That's what I have next. In that he finds the place that, the kidnapping thing from last episode where that happened. And so what the cops all seem to think is that, did they say they found the bodies? Did they just know everybody else is dead and the money's gone?
Right.
And so they're just like, okay, the one guy just decided he wanted all the money and he killed everybody else.
Right.
And I guess just let the girl. Because
yeah.
they know she's back with her father.
Right.
And that she's safe. And they say, obviously the dollhouse did a good job. Because they're like, oh, they wiped for the prints. Because I don't think Echo touched a lot, though. And neither did Sierra. So... They did, of course, they did do good with that, but I thought it was interesting and it was good of Paul to, like, point out, like, why would he have to blow open the door if he was already inside?
Right.
It was an inside thing.
Yeah. He pointed out some important stuff like that where he's like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, this doesn't seem right.
And the other guys are just like, hey, you're just crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're just, like, you think maybe they could have maybe gotten some DNA or something possibly off the glasses or something. I think they even, like, miss it. I think Paul's the one who found the glasses. But I guess the dollhouse probably would have, wiped it or something. Then maybe they're just like, the glasses won't really, you know, be of any use to them.
Right.
I mean, if it was, like, a gun or something that had, like, a serial number on it, then they could maybe track that, but...
They're
unfortunately, glasses aren't like that.
Yep.
Of course that would be weird. Anyways, and then he ends up calling Victor, and Victor seems pretty nervous on the phone.
Yeah, he does.
And he's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then Bob's just like, well, you find someone who does.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot, yeah, she's like, he seems so sure. And maybe sometimes, like, you maybe think somebody knows something, but they don't. But he's just like, well, either you know something or you're going to find someone who does. So, sucks for him if he really doesn't know anything. Because if he really doesn't know anything, it's hard, it'd be hard to find someone who does.
Yeah, that would be really sucky, because he seems like he doesn't know anything.
Yeah. But, later on, Paul does find a good end instead of just a dead end, and he gets a picture of Caroline.
Right.
And it says, I think it says something on the folder like, keep digging.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, he gets it when he's at the office, right?
Yeah, he's at the office and he's like, who left this? And his coworker is just like the big bad wolf or something like that. Keeps on making fun of him. It's like, doesn't that ever get old? Just lay off. You know, he is, you know, trying to do his best with it and do his job, but.
And they must know that, okay, this is a picture of a girl that's missing.
I don't think, wasn't that on the inside of the folder, though?
I think so. But I think it did say Caroline on the outside of the envelope.
Yeah. True.
He must be very closed or secretive about it, because if he wasn't and they were like, oh, well, you have this photo of this person that's missing.
Mm-hmm. And then also, though, I remember something it says later. He says, Smelly, it says she's nobody according to the FBI database. Which you think, right. You know, they're supposed to have most people accounted for. I think, like, they do, I'm guessing, obviously, they do more extensive than just the people who've been arrested.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah, the Dollhouse did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they did.
And so he has a lead now, so he's going to try and follow it, obviously. And pretty harsh, Lawrence Dominic, the head of security guy, he wants to kill Paul.
Yeah, I could see why. I mean, yes, it's harsh, but they're supposed to be keeping it kind of a secret, so.
You would think, well, obviously, I guess, so, like, he does work at the FBI, so obviously, like, a bribe or anything, like, wasn't going to work with him.
Right. Paul's gonna be harder to stop than anyone else, and he's gonna, I don't know, he has this look of determination already.
Yeah, he does. And I think they said, you know, like, he's been doing it for a while and hasn't been successful, but, and I don't know, like, but yeah, I think, like, obviously, like, they're watching him, so I don't know if maybe Lawrence saw, like, oh, he was at the place that we had to clean up the other day with the kidnapping thing, so knowing maybe that he's getting closer. But I just think it's crazy that they actually have enough power to, like, oh, you want to authorize a kill order, oh, like, that they have the power to do that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I just have to mention, while we're talking about it, is cute little Melly, and she's obviously a little bit jealous, but she's cute, and she, like, bakes him a lasagna, and she's like, oh, it's leftovers, and he's like,
oh, yeah.
Leftovers?
Leftovers. Leftovers mean that you have to eat it.
But it was cute, and obviously, like, that's a bit of a harder thing. Like, if it was something like meatloaf, you know, that's easier to make, but lasagna, that's pretty tough to make.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Especially lasagna that's good enough that you feel like, okay, I can share it with this person.
Yeah.
That I'm obviously attracted to that lives across the hall from me.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, just come over whenever.
Uh-huh.
And then a little jealous, she's like, oh, pretty girl, who's that?
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting. I guess he doesn't have as many people who believe him. So then, like, he actually, like, he's like, here's someone who's not going to just come out and make fun of me, hopefully.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she's judging him yet.
Yeah.
If she ever does, like, she believes him.
Yeah, so I think that's a good thing for Paul.
Trust her. And...
so we'll see. Maybe it didn't pay off this time, but maybe it will next time for Melly. And then, you know.
Sweet.
Mhm. He can get Lasagna and, like, someone to talk to about stuff and not being laughed at, and she can just spend time with Paul.
Yep.
That's what I mean. And then, like, let's get into, like, what some of the main things is you see Adele giving the pitch, which I don't think we've really seen yet. And she's like, it's a perfect experience. It's not an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, then we just see, and she did, like, good with it. And the guy, even, like, when it went up, quite, and we don't know how much, but, you know, the dollhouse isn't cheap. And then to make it even more expensive because of a risk.
Yeah. They're protective. They want their... dolls to not have problems or flaws.
Yes.
Or to be harmed.
Yeah, to be, have them come back in one piece, as she says, and he's like, oh, keep it low-key. And totally is low-key. Next they're going on, like, these big rapids. And were they wearing life jackets? Yeah.
She's like, probably, oh, like, that was rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, there's probably rocks all on the bottom of that. And then the freaking, I almost was wanting to take a rock climbing class, but not that kind of rock climbing.
Yeah, that's not for beginners.
Nope.
For sure.
But yeah, she seems like whoever Caroline is, or Echo is, I forgot, did they give her a name? Well, she's, like, pretty intense. And I thought it was funny, like, she's so small. And that was, like, oh, nice guy of him. Like, the freaking backpack is bigger than her. She's just like, I'll take it. She's kind of outdoorsy, but she's like, you couldn't just pack a couple sandwiches?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd be like. But I think she did hit it.
I think she did too.
Which I guess I just left it there? I don't know.
I don't know. She might have, like, hit it, but, like, it ran. Because I think he was slightly disappointed with her with that.
I don't think they said. He's just like, oh, is there anything you can't do or whatever? And we don't see that. Like, if we had seen them, I don't think they would have showed them cutting up the deer or anything, like, with a fire or something, but...
yeah. We just don't see it, I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, like, it seems, like she didn't fail too miserably.
No. But then again, she's imprinted not to.
Yeah.
He wanted was a girl that didn't lie and wasn't fake and
outdoorsy.
Yeah.
And absolutely, I think they did a really good job of setting it up as a romantic engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't catch it at first, and I was like, we should have been thinking, like, why is it? I mean, well, I guess, oh, that's true, I forgot. I thought, so, like, why, if it's such a romantic engagement, would it be high risk? So I'm like, oh, wait, the rapids and the rock climbing.
Yeah. And then one comes later.
Yeah. So let's get into that. So.
And he sets up people to
Well, whoever put him up to it did.
Right.
But let's just start with the main thing. You know, like, they're together in their tent or whatever after being together. And he's like, you need to start running. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to give you a 5-minute head start.
And she still is like, what? What are you talking about?
And he's like, I'm coming after you with this freaking bow and arrow.
And then she gets it. And she's like, oh, crap.
Yep.
I better run and run quickly and...
Oh, she did pretty good. Like, she did run pretty fast. And, like, she got down the rock wall thing, and, like, he was only at, like, the top of the cliff. But, unfortunately, like, he's the scary, good, like, hunter guy, and he sees her, and then he hits her with an arrow on the leg. Now, it didn't go in. It just kind of, like, scrapes her, I guess.
Yeah, it grazed her.
Yeah. And then she goes back to where the raft is, which I thought was kind of silly. But I guess she, like, maybe it was deflated before or something. Maybe, like, he was like, oh, like, maybe she, like, had to go to the bathroom or something, and then he just, like, went back and deflated it.
Yeah.
And she didn't know. But I just mean, like, where are you going to go on the river? I mean, really.
Well, she was probably just retracing her steps or trying to...
Yeah.
She's and trying I mean, to it was good. Not she was... thinking clearly.
Yeah.
She's being hunted by a human.
Yes, that's true. And then also, I think it was good. She was trying to do the opposite of what he said, because he said, if you run, if you're fast enough, you can make it to the main road before I'll probably be able to catch up with you.
Right.
And, okay, I don't think that would have been better, but doing what he inspected, obviously, that wouldn't have been good, so.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And then she ends up going to the abandoned house, and which I guess she was hoping there was a phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, in the middle of nowhere, is there really going to be a working phone there? Probably not.
She was probably just looking for help. Because I think it was a...
It could have been. It might have been a ranger station.
Ranger station or something. Because that ranger... dude was there.
That's true.
That drank the canteen first.
Yes.
Drink something first.
And I was thinking, I was like, oh, good, you know, she's getting water. You know, that's smart, so, you know, she can keep running or whatever. Then, of course, unfortunately, it turns out to be a bad idea because he's such a psycho.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, like, he planned it out for a while.
Yeah. Or at least the person who convinced him to planned it out for quite a while.
Well, I don't think he's inactive. So I think, and he says, I killed Ranger Bob.
Yeah.
So. And he, at least I think it came off clear. Because, I mean, I think it'd be kind of, like, it would have to be, he would have to be inactive then if it was, like, you say you killed Ranger Bob and that you know there's poison in the canteen and... Yeah. Anyways, we'll hurt ourselves if we think about that too much. We can talk about it a little more later.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, he's chasing her and whatnot. She grabs the walkie-talkie, so then he knows where she is. So
right.
That's lovely.
Yes, because they're communicating on it, and he also uses it as a tracking device.
Yeah.
Dragged up. She has a tracking device on her, and...
Which, I didn't know you could do that with a walkie-talkie.
He could have made it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that part seemed slightly planned, too, on his end.
Mm-hmm.
That she take the walkie-talkie, because she can use it. You can switch stations and hit a different walkie.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably might have been able to use it to get help. But, again, her good ideas and good plans so far seem to have failed her.
Yeah, well, because, like, he really is a psycho, and we even forgot to say, like, when we first saw it, and we saw it is He's like showing her how to use the bow, and like we need to talk about the shoulder to the wheel thing.
Right.
And she's like, "What are you talking about? Is this the salute?" And it's like his weird philosophy he says he got from his dad that you have to have the right to live. And when she's shooting at the deer, he says if you hit it, then it shows it didn't have the right to live. If you don't, then it means that the deer had the right to live. And so basically he's taking this concept on her.
Yeah, he is.
Because he's a psycho.
Psycho.
And then he's taunting her, and she's like walking around in a drugged state from the from the water that was poisoned with something. Mm-hmm. And when she said, "Will not kill you," it was to make you spin or like, you know, like kind of hallucinate, yeah. I guess, or whatever. And so then she ends up like druggedly falling into the river, but somehow she gets out and doesn't drown.
Yeah. Somehow, throughout the drugs and being in the river with rapids and all that craziness.
Maybe her drug state made her do the dead man's float, and she, like, I don't know, and she just ended up over there. At least she had some luck. The poor girl had such bad luck. Like, you know, any other ranger station would have been someone to help. Any other water canteen wouldn't have had poison, and any other date wouldn't have tried to kill her.
Right.
And shot her with arrows.
And taught her how to shoot the arrows at first.
Yeah.
And been like, "Ooh, you're so wonderful, and is there anything that you don't do well?" And, like, complimenting her on every little thing.
And if anything...
"Oh, I'm gonna chase you and hunt you." Ha ha.
And, yeah. But at least the one good thing about the water, also, she had two strokes of luck, is she's not... She's able to get around better, and she's not as drugged up anymore, so I guess she kind of sobered her up.
Yeah. I would imagine the cold, or she could have gotten, like, hit slightly, you know, with all the rocks.
She thinks she hit her head again, and that helped.
Yes. She hit her head, and it helped, and...
Like in that Freaky Friday movie, they're like, "Oh, we just need to switch back. Let's just run and smack our heads together. That'll switch us back."
Exactly.
So let's see what happens next. She thinks he's taunting her on the thing, on the walkie-talkie. And, because, like, you saw her, like, right after she got up out of the water. And then she grabs a branch, so she was smart with that. And then she's about to try and club them. And then she finds it's Boyd. And, like, I think we need to backtrack a bit what's been going on with Boyd. He's talked a little bit with Topher. And they've had some more of their bromance. And,
he's out the whole wavy line thing.
Yeah.
And... gets told that those are bad lines.
Yes. But before, like, they're reminiscing, they're like, "Oh, we hate the woods and we hate the forest. Have fun out there."
Uh-huh.
And then he's basically like, "I hate you."
Yeah.
No, like, Boyd's thinking that, and Topher's checking around, like, and then he's, like, complaining, like, "Why isn't the feed up or whatever?" Then he's like, "I'll work on it because I love you," jokingly. And I just thought that was funny. And then what happens is, so it's Boyd and someone else. And then so somebody else walks up, and they're in a place that's supposed to be, like, not for civilians. And it's this park ranger looking guy. And so he's like, "What are you doing here?" And Boyd and the other guy go into perfect, like, double agent mode, and they're like, "Oh, we're just lost from the news crew," or whatever.
Especially with that creepy, like, van that they're standing by.
Yeah, I thought that was good. And I like how they had, like, the dollhouse is so thorough. Like, they have a backup story just in case. And if he had the little name tag and everything that had some fake name on it. And, but then, obviously, like, he knows, and He freaking kills the other guy. He shoots. Thankfully, he didn't shoot Boyd. And then he ends up holding Boyd at gunpoint for a little bit, and he calls Topher. They're talking on the phone, but then basically Boyd gets out of the gunpoint situation, and they struggle for a bit, but eventually Boyd gets the upper hand, and he chokes him, and you think he's dead, but then you see him later, and he has him tied up, and he's very aggressively, and he's like, how many, people, like, are in this, and he's, like, wanting to be like, what's going on with Echo, and... Then he's like, well, I was just supposed to detain you and also, like, probably kill you and keep the response team from coming. That's what he was supposed to do.
So, obviously, that the person who told him to detain him knows a little bit about the dollhouse or...
Yeah. That, who Echo's handler was and, like, where about they were going to be.
Right.
Or at least to be able to recognize them.
Right. Or else he wouldn't have told them, okay, detain him, and
yeah,
the backup's gonna come, and this and that.
So then she's with Boyd, and he's trying to get her to calm down, and as we saw before, like, the little, call and response doesn't work. He's like, everything's gonna be alright, and she's like, no, it's not. Not until he's dead.
Right.
And... he gets shot with the arrow by the psychopath, and so Boyd's hurt, and so then Echo just decides to be Iron Woman, hear me roar, and she's like, I'm gonna go after him.
Yes.
But I thought it was sweet of her.
She's still hallucinating, too, at this point.
Yeah, she is a little bit. And she tells Boyd this. And I thought it was cool, like, it turned the table, and she's like, do you trust me, to Boyd? And he's like, with my life, which is what you're supposed to say. Right. Then also, sweet, like, she still does, you know, like, put him first, and she's, like, he has a gun, and he's giving it to her, and she's like, wait, what if you need it?
Yeah.
But then he's obviously Mr. Plan Ahead, and he has two, so they each have one, so that works out. And he's like, do you really think I'd give you my only gun? So that was nice. So then she turns the tables on the psychopath, and then she's taunting him. I thought that was kind of okay. I can kind of see that she wanted him to surrender and just leave them alone, but then, like, why'd you have to mention, I mean, obviously, like, it was the main thing, like, I have a gun now, but I think that she's taking, like, the main element of surprise, like, this guy's a freaking psychopath and has shot you, and I just go shoot him.
Yes. And don't warn him, and don't do anything. Just go shoot him.
Yes.
And be done.
Mm-hmm.
And go home and get your treatment.
Yeah.
And give Boyd a treatment, too. Because...
Yeah, he's gonna need it.
Yep. He's gonna need something. He's been shot in the arrow, or...
Yeah.
Egg, and with an arrow...
And then we see, like, from the video, like, she's still hallucinating a little bit, and she's like, I wanted to make a difference, like, we see, like, her memory, and the other guy is actually, I think, even more delusional. He's like, oh, this is the best day ever.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I know, exactly. He even asks her, he's like, this is the best day ever, or date ever, isn't it? And you're like, what? How is that the best date ever? You guys are hunting each other at the end of the date.
I don't know. Anyways, they both have their targets on each other. Him with his bow and arrow and her with her gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, oh, like, you feeling it now? Like, you probably won't be able to shoot me. Even if you try, you probably miss. And then she starts, like, pulling out on him, like, how's your arm? Because she shot him once in the arm, like, as a warning. But he obviously is still psycho, and even after being shot, he's like, eh, I don't care.
I'm a tough macho guy who doesn't care.
Let's keep on with the crazy psycho date.
Yep.
In his mind.
I think part of his problem at this point, too, is adrenaline.
You think so?
he's got a lot of adrenaline rush going through. And so part of his psychoticness is being enhanced, if you will, by the whole adrenaline rush.
Well, yeah, they both have a lot, and okay, they both agree. They're like, we're going to try to draw, we'll put our guns down, or our weapons down. But then, like, 2 seconds later, of course, it's right back up. And then they both fire, and he misses, but she doesn't. But it wasn't like he didn't die 2 seconds later.
Yeah. Which you'd think would be the other way around, that, she would miss, and she's still a little, she's hurt, and she's still a little drugged, whereas he's just hurt and psycho.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit on his arm, and I think hers is more, cause, like, her leg is, and...
Right.
Yeah. I think the arrow would be slower, though. Possibly, like, than the bullet.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then, like, they're both fighting each other, and at first she's doing pretty good on him, but then he starts, like, trying to choke her.
Right.
And, like, he's straddling her, but then she sees, like, the hallucination again of herself, and then she starts, like, looking around, and then she finds the arrow, and then she freaking stabs him in the neck with it.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah. She goes a little psycho, like... I don't know, she feels this willpower of, okay, I'm gonna kill you now, I'm done warning you.
Yeah. And then the lovely, nice last words he has is, shoulder to the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite phrase for some reason.
Yep.
And then she goes back, and I guess somehow, like, maybe she used the radio and found a different frequency or something, or I don't know how, but anyways, eventually helicopters come, or maybe it was Boyd. I wish they would have explained that, because at first when I saw it, when I first saw it, I'm like, she's going to go, like, seek comfort with Boyd. I'm like, why didn't you call her out first?
I wonder if it didn't happen when he was talking to Topher in the van.
Oh, maybe, you think so?
Like, I think Topher might have made the call, because when he's at gunpoint in the van, and he's like, no, except for this gun at my head.
Oh, that's true.
So that's kind of a way for him to call for
True. And then, yeah, like, they know where they are. Like, mostly. Like, the general area.
Right. Especially since she's... Or he's having Topher keep upping the, whatever, so that he can look at the squigglies better.
We have to get taken away by the chopper, and then Echo is wiped. And then next we see that Adele is angry.
Yes.
And she's like, what just happened here?
Yes.
And which I would be, too.
Yeah.
And then Lawrence Dominic says what happened was that there is no Richard Connell, no, the psycho guy.
Right, he's a fake.
He doesn't exist. It was someone else. And so, like, also it was very extensive because the dollhouse doesn't just let anybody, you know, have the active, let alone the most requested active. So he's like, this is the most extensive, you know, like, fake identity I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the risk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That too. Of course, then they just, like, probably wanted money, but,
Yeah.
And let's see, and then we also find out what happened to the park ranger that, Boyd held up. And at first, you know, we thought that Boyd killed him, but then he actually didn't. Like, he was badly hurt, but he wasn't dead.
Right.
And, but then we find out that the guy is dead, but it wasn't because of Boyd. Someone else came along and finished the job. And, like, even Dr. Saunders said, She's like describing his injuries and whatnot, and he's like, you know, Boyd didn't do that.
Yeah.
And it's very similar to the ones before that we saw on the body of the Echo's old handler. A blade about 10 inches, almost surgical, cuts everywhere.
Mm-hmm. In seconds.
Yeah. If they didn't do that this time, but I thought that was, I guess it was from the video or something, or I don't know, like, I wonder how they, like, calculated that.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. And so, and then to the, he's like, you know, is Alpha still around? Like, he's basically thinking that, and she's like, no, you know, he's dead. They shot him in the head. And he's like, and the dollhouse would never lie about that, uh-huh.
Especially with the last episode where they're showing the folder to the head of security.
Yeah.
And it's all top secret, and...
Yeah, and which I just don't get why they wouldn't. Unless he was maybe left and they maybe thought he was dead. But, I mean, like, this is a freaking psychotic killer that mutilated, like, a bunch of people. Like, why yep. would you, why would you not, like, why would you keep it a secret? And they, I don't think they were really looking for him. Because he's, yeah. So, I don't know, like, pretty complicated thing there.
They don't want you to know that their security failed.
That's true, that's true.
They want their security to look like it's top-notch. And
yeah. One thing, though, is Boyd says it all leads back to Echo. Like, Alpha left her alive, except for Claire Saunders, but she was the one that was unhurt. And then also, like, it's all connected, like, with Echo now, with someone hiring a nut job. Or having a nut job. Try and kill her. So she's special.
Yes.
And then obviously someone else doesn't think she's so special, doesn't like her. It's Lawrence Dominic. He freaking like corners her and like I think eventually he might turn psycho or something like how he was. And he's just like, this is all your fault and you can't understand a thing I can because we don't feel unless we tell you to and we should just put you in the attic or in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of mad at her.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we don't know. I forgot who the other guy with Boyd is, but maybe they were friends or something. And, like, yeah, there was quite a few actives and other people that died. And it is kind of silly to place the blame on her when they should be dealing with Alpha, but I guess that's how they just want to look at it.
Yes. And it kind of looks bad having her there right next to all the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
When they show that earlier, when she's just sort of sitting there and all everybody's
yeah,
dead.
That's true. Oh, just how she's... Because, like, like they said, you know, they made it so that they are in complete tabula rasa state, and so she's just terribly confused by the situation. But still, I think he kind of knows that, but then I think, like, he doesn't at the same time.
Yes.
But then she actually proves him wrong, but she doesn't, he doesn't see it, and she makes sure he doesn't, but she says that she remembers something, and she's already been wiped, and she does the shoulder to the wheel thing.
Yep.
And that's the ending.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was the episode, and I have some stuff, my next thing is the really, like, come on show, is the moderate risk of him wanting to hunt down his date. Nice job, computer. And you know they got nice computers.
Yes.
Or maybe he didn't put that, well, okay, maybe they didn't put that in theirs. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder, like, exactly what he did put it in the computer, like, maybe he put, like, a chase thing or something, but,
yeah.
I don't know, either way, I guess
or we'll play hide and seek and have a race.
Yeah, something like that, and play with bows and arrows.
Yes, except that seems really dangerous, which is maybe why they put the high risk, they tacked that on.
Mm-hmm.
Extra amount is because of the chase.
And I had a few more, but like I mentioned them, like, nice job giving the gun surprise away, the shoulder to the wheel, famous last words, and the keeping them in the dark about the crazy killer psychopathic alpha is not dead, it seems.
Yeah.
And then, okay, our next thing is the random shows or movies, and the actor of this episode is Harry Lennox, and he plays Boyd, and he was in Comfortably Numb, Clockers, Get on the Bus, Barbershop 2, Back in Business, and he was in Across the Universe. This is kind of like my random ones. I just think it's funny. Like, some of them we haven't heard of. Stuff that he's been in before. So, it was Boy for this episode. And
yeah.
One of my favorite quotes was, go soak up some nature, okay? Like, smell like the honey. Go hassle the grizzly bear. And then, from Topher. And then, also a little later, Topher's like, you're in the middle of, why would anyone want to be there? Like, what do you expect? HBO? Talking about, like, the screen and everything. And then Topher, I just love him. It's like, she needs to be looking into those dreamy brown eyes. And then just for a different one, I have to have, I liked Echoes. And he's like, do you know how to use that, Boyd is? And she's like, I have four brothers. None of them are Democrats. Talking about using the gun.
Yeah.
Do you have any quotes? Sort of the wheel.
Wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find it somewhat symbolic of not just the whole episode, but the fact that she does remember later.
Mm-hmm. And she's having to, like, fight for that, I think, kind of. And I do like the call and response that they have, like, both of them, like, and I love, like, seeing them always later is, did I fall asleep? For a little while. Shall I go now? If you like. And then the handler one is like, everything's gonna be alright now that you're here. Do you trust me with your life? Or no, with my life.
That whole
always good. And we get to see it more later, so that'll be good. And for me, my favorite character for this episode was Topher. And I mean, like, he didn't know what was going on, and then, like, he's like, oh, you know, stuff is good, and then, like, all this craziness, and we get to see, like, I think, like, he did have a hard time, like, with the alpha thing, partly,
yeah.
But, like, he didn't mean for it to happen, and I think he does feel bad about it. And
they definitely show that of him, that he's starting to kind of feel, if you will, or kind of guilty look, or
Well, I think we see that in the past, so I think it's kind of interesting now that I think about it. Like, Boyd, like, didn't care, like when he first got there, and he's like, oh, Echo, but then now he is, like, wanting to protect her, and is actually falling into the handler role, and it almost seems like the opposite with, Topher, in that maybe, like, he seemed to care, at least with the whole alpha thing, and now he's, like, he does, but it seems like to be hardened somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's just interesting, like, the effect the dollhouse and how long you're there has an effect on you.
Yes.
It is. And
as a worker.
Hmm?
You know what I mean? Like, the more you're there as a worker, like Topher and Boyd, and
it changes you.
Yes.
And it can be different effects for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whose life sucks the most, I think, is Boyd, because he got shot with an arrow. So, that's definitely gotta hurt. And he was just supposed to be cool, you know, like, romantic engagement, supposed to be easy, like, even though he is in the woods. And then, like, Topher's always picking on him, and then he's held at gunpoint, and his friend, or his coworker dies, like, right next to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then another guy, like, the guy he tied up to try and figure out, you know, what the hell is going on. And then he dies. And so, thankfully, like, they believe him. Like, it could have been really bad. They could have been like, why'd you kill that guy?
Right.
I mean, like, it is, well, yeah, well, he's kind of tied up then, so. I don't think exactly, like, self-defense would exactly fly. Of course, you know, the dollhouse is, but who knows? Like, maybe if you mess up too much, they might just throw you to the wolves. Turn him into an active.
Or that. No way it could be worse. Because that's kind of like a, he says. I like that analogy too. Mm-hmm. Of him being like, you're just an empty hat until we put a rabbit in you.
Yeah. And yeah, you never know. Some old ladies might like him. I mean, he's not that old.
Yeah.
Might have some cougar ladies who'd be into that. Do you have a favorite character whose life sucks the most, or?
You know, it's gonna sound strange, but the guy who's hunting her, the psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a favorite just because of how he brings everybody else out.
Okay.
So, like, he kind of brings out Echo a little bit, and mm-hmm. pushes her.
Yeah, because she was the normal, like, she was intense, but she wasn't a hunter. Like, I'm like, she was a little bit with the deer, and like, she was, like, freaked out at first, you know, scared, but then she's just like, I'm gonna freaking shoot you.
Yeah. She goes into defense mode, and he makes her come out the way that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And brings it out in Boyd, too.
Yeah.
The situation.
Kind of pushes Boyd to be more of a handler than, and care more about Echo than he does in the beginning of the show, where he's just kind of, like, cold, and in the past when he was like, you mean I have to hold her hand?
Yeah.
And all that, whereas now he's more warmed up to the idea, and I think, yes, he's an awful psycho. But he helped that happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so good came of it. Whose life do you think sucks the most?
I still say Paul's does.
You think so?
Yeah, because, you know, he's got, and they're teasing him more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, it's a candy house with this and that. They kind of do the Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't seem to be getting anywhere with his search for the dollhouse.
The never-ending mystery.
Yep.
And did he say, like, he just had to work? I don't know why he passed up the lasagna.
Because I think he doesn't want a distraction, and he doesn't want...
Mm-hmm.
something to fail, because his marriage already failed because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to later on, when he feels like maybe later mm-hmm. it could crash and burn, because he's so mm-hmm. into this assignment.
Yeah. Do you think maybe he wants to hang out with Melly and have lasagna, but it'd be too much of a commitment for him, and he needs to focus on the dollhouse?
Possible too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's thinking of that too. Like, he doesn't want to commit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that it could be a distraction from the dollhouse.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, his life is pretty hard. I mean, like, he did get the picture, but yeah, I think he's had other stuff too. Like, other leads that always usually go nowhere.
kind of has this look to him that he's maybe losing hope.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, oh, well, here's this picture, and sure, it could bring hope, but my other leads have gone nowhere, but
mm-hmm.
he seems to have a lot of hope still. Especially when he's like, this is too weird, when they're inspecting the
uh-huh.
hideout.
Yeah.
He's like, they kicked the door in.
Mm-hmm.
No one, he seems to be the only one that is picking up on things like that and
mm-hmm.
seeing them as serious or taking them serious, you know?
Sometimes intelligence can be a curse.
Yep.
So I think that was a good episode. Pretty good. I give it with the rating 7 out of 10 deep, deep man loves.
Yes. There's definitely some deep, deep man loves.
Do you have a rating?
You know, I'd give it a 7 too.
Okay.
Just because it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the deep, deep man love, and it kind of drew you in more.
Mm-hmm.
And it made you like the characters more.
Mm-hmm. So is your 7 out of 10 shoulders to the wheel, maybe?
Yeah. Keep remembering, girl.
Oh, I'm a good guesser. I'm a good guesser.
Yep.
Alright, so that was Season 1, Episode 2, The Target. And this is, remember, I'm Barbara.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the A&B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. And you can find us on Facebook. And also, we have a blog. So we will see you guys soon.